It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
All right, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
Work with that.
Thank you very much.
We're recording tonight for this last night at the Chamber, and you probably may see it out on a CD or something like that. Who knows? Have a good night, and we love you. Thank you. Some very, very special guests for you tonight also. National renowned artists is tonight. Oh! Way back home, yeah. Gonna go now, baby. Gotta go now. Way on the way on. with my own.
Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Everyone you know, I told you so. Yeah, I am Rocker, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, Radio for the People, 92.7. This is Devil Radio. I'm here with Terry Barr, and I'm going to bring her on in just a second, but I thought I'd say we opened that set. I'm going to start with that because we were going to come in. But we opened that set with some Clyde Stubblefield,
Terry. You get me every time you do that, you know?
Yeah.
Just pulls at your heartstrings. Uh-huh. But I'm over here like I'm sad, but I'm dancing, so I'm happy. And Clyde and that whole crew. Tell me a story because
now, well, that
you
particular,
were there.
That particular song was the last night of the chamber that they had recorded.
Mm-hmm. You said with, that was on King Street.
An all-star band.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, Clyde played with a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to play at this bar. I forget the name of it. It was over by Hilldale Mall. And they used to try to get people to come in there. So what they do is they'd charge $2. It would be 2-for-1 beers or 2-for happy hour, right? And then they would also put, like, tacos and, you know, chicken wings and, like, I mean, you name it. Like, this whole giant smorgasbord, right?
Yeah.
So the band was Clyde, and then it was with the Kelly DeHaven band. So it was, like, Vince Vue and Jeff Eccles on bass and, you know, just, like, I mean, just the jazz players in town,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got, like, tons of sheet music. They'd be, like, you know, reading
so
this
awesome.
Stuff. Total lounge jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Clyde playing. And so I'd be just, like, I go up to Clyde. I'd be like, Clyde, man. Like... You know, I see you play blues, you know, you're playing even country sometimes, you know, funk, right? The funky drummer.
Absolutely.
But here he is playing lounge jazz. I'm like, Clyde, you know, you don't practice this. You never rehearse with these guys. But here you're like perfect with them, right? How do you do it? He says, oh, I don't know, man. I just show up for the food and the beer.
I can see him saying that, too. That
yeah.
is so... And you as a drummer, Rocker.
Oh,
of course, you were like, come on, man, tell me your secrets. And he was like...
It was Tuesday night. I mean,
yeah.
as a young kid, as a young musician, as a student here in town,
mm-hmm.
you were like, okay, so I'm going to go get beer 2-for-1 and totally eat dinner and watch Clyde Stubblefield play like lounge jazz.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sounds like a good night to me.
It doesn't get better than that.
Oh, man.
Now, so I should probably say that Max Inc. Radio, we're sponsored by some people.
Yes, we are.
Ignite Glass and Gifts, Ignite Glass and Gifts, West and Odana Road, mm-hmm. East of Monona, downtown on Willie, and online, igniteglassandgifts.com. Delectable Madison Culinary Dinner Theater is back. Make your reservations now at delectablemadison.com. And Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. Find them online, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, and one of our new sponsors, Ethical Trades.
Yeah!
We're going to be talking to Manuel. He is here mm-hmm. from Ethical Trades, and we'll be talking to him after 6:30. But now the second song that I came in with, Terry.
Yes, tell me more.
It was Dig a Pony.
No.
And so... Dig a Pony, that's the Beatles, right?
Okay. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
So now, of course, Get Back, the new documentary from the Beatles, mm-hmm. is on TV right now. And of course, I've been watching it. I mean, hey, when it was made, 1969,
yeah.
I was, 4.5 years old. So my first favorite band was the Beatles. And the cool thing was is that Peter Jackson, the guy who did The Lord of the Rings, is the guy who edited all this crazy old footage. We'll get to it in a moment. But Dig a Pony, he said, is now his new favorite Beatles song after he went back and started checking it out. So I thought, it was so interesting. I've been watching it now for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you aren't a Beatles fan, if you've never been into the Beatles, you might like find this kind of little drag-on-ish, But as a person who loves the Beatles, fascinating.
Yeah.
But now, one observation why I'm kind of bringing it here is that one thing I really saw about this was their raw sitting and right. You're a fly on the wall mm-hmm. watching them raw just sit around and make music. And most people think of Lennon and McCartney as like, the gods.
Oh, yeah. People
of
always
writing
say that.
Music,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch this film, I think you come away with it, like as a person, as a musician who sat in a studio with a bunch of dudes and made a bunch of jokes all night long and played music and wrote it, that you know what? They're just using simple instruments and they're just like everybody else. They put their pants on one leg at a time And they write songs just like every other local band does. I mean, yeah. When you sit there and you're watching them right there, you know, I'm like, wow, I've got a ton of tapes. Of course, I don't think anybody's going to be like, you know, listening to them anytime soon.
And a documentary about rocker at some point.
But I was amazed at how much like a local band mm-hmm. they were. You
That's
know what
cool.
I mean? So, yeah. You know, and some of me, I mean, if you know, there's stuff that you find out in that film that you, if you're a Beatles fan, you're mm-hmm. like, wow.
Oh, amazing. And stuff you didn't even know as a big fan. Oh, yeah. I like that. And, okay.
And so, I mean, I think that if you're a songwriter, if you're a person who's never, you know, really been into the Beatles even, mm-hmm. you know, maybe get educated about the Beatles, find out a little bit before you look at this. But if you do look at it through the eyes of, you know, I'm a musician. I write music, and here's the greatest team ever. And you know what? They just sat down with their guitar and a pen and a paper and just started writing some tunes. They didn't have any wizardry or crazy stuff or anything like that. They did smoke a lot of cigarettes, I'll tell you that.
Honestly, though, the voice, you could never tell. Yeah. Their voices were still, like, really crisp and clear. So whatever.
Well,
it was a thing.
So I'm gonna play another song.
I know it.
I think that, well, one great thing was like this whole bringing on a Billy Preston, and maybe, you know, mm-hmm. people just kind of heard like slight of the story, but you really get to see him come on, and when he comes in the room, man, that band lights up. Cool. And it you know what it is? It's just like a local band who's got like a new hot keyboard player, yeah. and they're like, this is awesome. I love music again. It really made me love the Beatles again. So I'm going to play another song. And I really think, I mean, you know what? You listen to this stuff. This mm-hmm. is like Beatles local band. I mean, they're local band tonight, right?
I love it. Why
hey,
not?
Let's get on with it. This okay. is I Got a Feeling, the Beatles. Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio, 92.7.
It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Right through me, you got that powerful